Blog Talk Radio.
In order to be free, you have to know the truth. Pastor Lionel Gant seeks to use the truth of God's word to help stop the tide of violence and mass incarceration used to enslave people all across this nation. Now, the word of truth by Pastor Lionel Gant.
I am looking for freedom, looking for freedom.
Glory to God. Glory to God. This is Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. And once again, we're coming to you with the whole truth and nothing but the truth radio broadcast. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We give you all the honor. Father God, we give you all the glory. Father God, we give you all the praise. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for another episode in this life. We ask, O Heavenly Father, that you open up our eyes, open up our hearts, open up our minds, Lord, that we may understand your word, that we may understand the things that are happening in the spirit, the things that are happening in our time. So right now, O Lord, we ask that you bless this radio broadcast, touch the hearts and minds of those that are listening. And Father God, I ask that you begin to do a new thing in the lives of those who are participating in this ministry. Father God, we give you all the honor. Father God, we give you all the glory. Father God, we give you all the praise. In the name of Yeshua, your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And thank God. This is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. And a lot of events happened this week. And especially those that were happening, you know, in the White House and the things that were happening in the Congress and the things that were happening around the world. We are seeing the hand of God moving right before our eyes. The word of God said that when that Euphrates River, when the river began to dry up, it talked about knowing that these end times are coming. It gave us all these warnings about, about the last days and these things that are going to be taking part in the last days, how we know that we are living in the end times. And most of the signs that were described in the Bible are literally taking place right before our eyes, And people, I'm going to ask you to go in your Bible. And now, because with the ability of technology today, we can Google or we can look up different topics and different things. And through by Google and through by the different search engines that we have today, you can look up certain things and the Bible will those Bible verses and things of that sort will be brought up right before your eyes. I would ask you to Google today to go ahead and get in your Bible, get on your phone, or get on your computer or your iPad, and Google what things are going to take place in the end time. How do we know that we are living in the end time? And if you Google something like that, it'll surely pull up a lot of different subjects in the Bible that you can study. But you'll find out that there are certain things that God said would take pass that are coming to pass right before our eyes. As we begin to study the Bible more and more, we as children of the Most High God, we begin to line things up precept upon precept, word upon word, and line upon line. And we teach that way. We teach the word of God that way so that you have no doubt that what God said in the Old Testament, you know, you can find that same thing in the New Testament. What God said in the book of John, God said the same thing in the book of Mark. If you look in the same, if you look up the word of God, the things that happened in the book of Genesis, we see those same things being taught in the book of Revelation. This is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. And today, I want you to look at the end times. I want you to look at what's getting ready to happen in the end times, what's happening, and what role do we play as being Black America? What role do we play in this? Why is it so important that that we be counted in these last day events? What part do we play in these things? And you're going to be amazed at what the Word of God says, you know, is going to happen in our time. And I'm going to try to walk you through it without going back and forth in the Bible and taking you to this scripture and that scripture, because most of these things you are familiar with. We've been teaching them for some time. We've been teaching these things for some time. It's not new. It's you know, it's the Word of God. And the Word of God is absolute, and it changes not. So we're just going to kind of do a review today to bring you up to speed as to where we are in the end time and where we are in the last days. All right. I'm in the book of, I'm going to take our scripture reading out of the book of Psalms. Psalm 116. You know, I refer to Psalm 116 a lot. Psalm 114 a lot. So let's just go in there and see what the Word of God has to say. Psalm 116. I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplication, because he has inclined his ear to me. Therefore, I will call upon him as long as I live. Let's look at that word. It said, the word starts off saying, I love the Lord. You know, I love the Lord. And we know that when we read in the, you know, the King James Version of the Bible, when we read it, these versions of the Bible, we know that the word Lord has been substituted with the name of Yah, the name of Yahweh. And we know that these things have taken place over time. So let's look at what the Word of God is actually saying. It's saying, I love Yahweh. I love the Lord because he has heard at my supplication. You know, in the morning when we wake up, you know, after we prayed all night, the last thing we did when we lay down in the bed was we prayed and asked God protection over our lives, and we thank God for that day. The first thing that happens in the morning, we open up our eyes. The last thing that happens is that we thank God and we praise God before we lay down. When we wake up in the morning, the first thing we do, we begin to praise God and thank him for the new day. You know, there's an amazing thing that happens while we're asleep. You know, we're in sort of like a dream state. We're in a state where we can communicate with God and God can communicate with us spiritually. And a lot of times the things that we see in our lives are played out in the spirit as we sleep. So when we wake up in the morning, you know, we begin to start a new day. We start a new day afresh in the spirit. So we see the psalmist saying right here that I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplication. You know, for God to hear your voice, for God to, out of all the people in the world, out of all of the millions of people in the world, we serve a God that hears our voice, that moves according to, communicates with us according to our understanding, so that we might know who he is, that we might know who the Lord is. And I just thank God for the word of God. I thank God for the power of God. And I thank God for the Spirit of God, that we are able to communicate with God. And sometimes we don't even have to open our mouth. Sometimes we don't even have to open our eyes. You know, in the state of us sleeping, we are in communication with God. When we are wide awake, when we're in our office, when we're by ourselves, we are still in communication with God. God won't leave us. God won't forsake us. And he is always there, protecting us and keeping us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. Today, I'm going to ask you to turn in your Bible and to see where we are today, where we are today in the Word of God. You know, the Word of God said that in the book of Genesis, the 15th chapter, and I told you all, I'll be teaching from this every, for the whole year, I'll be teaching from this, these subjects. In Genesis chapter 15, where that verse 13 and 14, where God told Abram, know for sure that your descendants, that your offspring, that your future nation, that they're going to be mistreated. They're going to be taken in captivity. They're going to be subject to foreign authorities for over 400 years. But after that 400 years, God said that he was going to reestablish his people. He was going to turn them around. He was going to establish them as a nation. And right now, I'm coming to you in the name of Yahshua. I'm coming to you right now letting you know that we have completed that 400 years, and now we are seeing the hand of God in tremendous ways. What I brought your attention to was that, yes, after we suffered that 400 years, that God was going to reestablish his people. But he was also going to punish those people that punished us. See, now, you know, and I'm going to go back and start speaking to you about Black America, White America, so that you can understand what I'm saying, is that the people of this world, of White America, they read the Bible. They study the Bible. And they know what time that we are living in. They know that we are living in that dispensation of time where those that who enslaved us, those that mistreated us, the Word of God says in Genesis 15, 13, and 14 that God is going to punish those that punish us, that God is going to afflict those nations that afflicted us, okay? And this is what we see happening right now. This is what we see happening all around the world. Those nations that participated in the slave trade, those nations that abused our descendants, you know, God is right now blessing, and I mean, God is right now judging those nations. And we see while we are being blessed, while we are being exalted, while our people are reaching great heights and doing great things, other nations are being judged. They're being judged right now. You know, America has been on fire for years right now. America has been suffering from flood damage. America has been suffering from earthquakes and diverse disasters have been taking place every day. Every day, we have been seeing these things happening every day, but not just in the continent of America, but all around the world. We see these strange events that are happening, and you want the world want to try to say that these things are just, you know, accidents or freaks of nature, but no, these things are plagues. This is God, you know, actually taking out the punishment on these nations that participated in slavery. These nations that afflicted us, now God is afflicting them. And even in Africa, those nations that afflicted us, those nations that sold us into slavery, those nations that took part in the slave diaspora, for whatever reason they did, you know, we see those nations are being judged even right now. All right, y'all, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. We had an incident that happened where a mother, for some reason, drowned her baby, 1-year-old baby, out in the lake out in Marietta, out at Cobb County, and then we had another incident where a young baby was shot to death, was put into a situation where the baby was killed. Have y'all noticed how many times that we're seeing, you know, the lives of our small children being taken? And it reminds you of the Bible prophecies. It reminds you of the Bible teaching where we see that a lot of times babies were used as sacrifices in biblical times. The babies were placed on the altar, and because of their purity, you know, they were sacrificed for various different reasons. And you know, when we look at the abortion laws, when we look at all the babies that died through abortion, when we look at all the, you know, all the things that are happening now, you know, nothing has really changed. We're not far from the destruction that we saw in biblical times. We are living in that same type of destruction today, realizing that Satan, the devil and Satan, he comes for one reason, that is to steal. He's here to disrupt the kingdom of God. He's here to disrupt the kingdom of men, because he don't want you to succeed. He don't want you to be joined together with the Lord. As we were reading in the book of Psalms, in Psalms 116, it says, I love the Lord because he heard my voice and my supplication. Verse 2, because he has inclined his ear to me. Therefore, I will call upon him as long as I live. God hears our cry. He hears our supplication, and he moves according to his authority in our lives. What we have to do now is we have to girdle up our loins to protect ourselves from the wiles of the devil, you know. And for some reason, you know, the enemy is trying to wipe out our children, trying to wipe out our offspring, trying to wipe them out before they even get started. So I'm going to ask you to as you pray every day, set aside a short time in your prayer to pray for the children, to pray, you know, for protection for our children, because the enemy is trying to take us out before we even, he's trying to take out some of us before we even born through this abortion thing. But then at the same token, as soon as the children are born, the enemy is trying to take them out. And as we remember, you know, small children were used as sacrifices in the days of old because of the purity of the child. So now what we have to do now is we have to protect our children. We have to protect our offspring, because the devil comes for one reason, that is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. This is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gang coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. And once again, we're coming to you with nothing but the whole truth. All right. I'm going to go in the Bible. Let's go back to the, let's go back into the book of Genesis. Okay. And we're going to the 10th chapter of the book of Genesis. Yeah, y'all, I still use my Bible. I still carry around my Bible, and I know everybody uses their iPads and everybody uses the phones and all those things, but sometimes I just like to stay in the Word of God. Amen. Amen. All right. Let's see. Okay, the tenth chapter of the book of Genesis, it goes through all of the genealogies of the sons of Noah, and it describes the lineage. It gives a great picture of the offspring, those that came out of the boat, those that started the new world, and it gives a great description of the descendants of Noah and what started the new world. And we are in a situation now where we are seeing those same results. I was telling you that Black America played a very important role in the end time ministry of Jesus Christ, because you know the Word of God said that we were going to be taken captive, and that the descendants of Abraham were going to be taken captive in a strange land for 400 years. But at the end of that 400 years, you know, the judgment of God was going to be coming. Okay, now the first slave ships came to America in August of 1619. And so the 400 years were completed in August of 2019. That marked the end of the 400 years. And we saw the hand of God moving. We saw the hand of God moving in our communities. We saw the change that took place. And now the whole world knows who we are. We didn't know that we were the children of the Most High God. We didn't know that we were the children of Israel. We didn't know that we were descendants of the nation of Israel, that we were the children of the Most High God. Because our eyes were closed, we didn't see that revelation. But at an appointed time, God opened up our understanding. He opened up our ears. He opened up our hearts so that we could understand who we were and understand where we were in the time schedule of prophecy and the time schedule of God. We, Black America, are important to the end time ministry, because the Bible says that before the end times could come to pass, that God would have to, you know, Israel was going to be scattered, but God would have to gather the nation of Israel from all of those places where they were scattered. And we were so deceived, we didn't even know that we were the children of Israel. We did not even know that we were the children of the Most High God. because, you know, we were so blind. We, you know, they had beat all the knowledge out of us. We didn't know who we were. We didn't have no identity. We didn't have, you know, any lineage of anything. You know, we didn't know what part of Africa we came from. We didn't know anything like that. So now we have come to the knowledge of who we are. Now we know that we are the descendants of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob. We thought that the Bible was a white man's Bible. We didn't know that we thought those people that was over there in Israel today were the so-called Israelites, but they are not. Okay, they, you know, they never lived in Africa. They never were descendants of the nation of Israel. They came from German descent. They came from Russian descent. They came from, you know, Khazar. You know, they are white people that are, you know, pretending to be Israelites, that are pretending to be Hebrews, and they are not. And now the whole world has learned that Black America, we are the true descendants of the nation of Israel, that we are the true descendants of the children of the Most High God. And so that is causing a lot of confusion, because the world doesn't want the rest of the world to know that that the God they serve is a God who claims Black people as his chosen people. And God's chosen people are people of color, are the children of the Most High God. The ones that they enslaved, the ones that they beat, the ones that they put in the decks of the ship and brought them to the land of slavery. You know, when we talk about Egypt, you know, that's what the word Egypt means, the land of bondage. We can call America a prototype of Egypt, or what we call America a prototype of Babylon, you know, a land of captivity. And this is where we are today. Now, God has opened up our hearts. God has opened up our minds to know that we are the children of the Most High God. And before the end times could come, end time prophecy that took place, you know, we would have to be gathered from all the places that we were scattered. We would have to be gathered back together. We would have to come together as one heart, as one mind, as the children of Israel, as the children of the children of the Hebrew nation of Israel. Now, we had to came back to that knowledge. And now we are fast becoming back to that knowledge of who we are, that knowledge of truth, that we are the children of the Most High God. All right, y'all, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel again coming to you live. And today I want you to realize that it is the love of God that keeps you connected to God. It is that love. Like if you can understand the physical thing, you can understand the spiritual thing. You know, a mother's love for her child, it keeps them connected. You know, the mother can tell when the child is not feeling well. The mother can tell when the child is happy. The mother can feel, you know, the child might be miles away, but the mother can feel the things that the child is going to, because the child was born out of her womb, you know, and they are attached in a way that no other creature is attached. You know, the love between a mother and her child is a powerful love. Likewise, the love that we have between our God, the love we have between our Father, that is a powerful love. That is a love that transcends generation. That love transcends everything. As I was saying, that when we go to sleep at night and wake up in the morning, our bodies all night have been in fellowship and communion with the Spirit of God. Our spirit is running intercession with the Spirit of God and communicating with the Spirit of God. And when we wake up in the morning, we feel that refreshment. We feel that enlightenment. We feel the Word of God present in our life. This is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Once again, we're coming to you with nothing but the whole truth. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this word that has gone forth. We ask you, Heavenly Father, that you bless every nation, that you bless every hearer of this word. We ask you, Heavenly Father, you move in your understanding. Open up the eyes of those that are in your word, that they may know their part in this end time ministry. And Father God, we're asking right now that you begin to do a new thing in our city. You begin to do a new thing in our country, Lord. Bring us together in like mind and like heart, that we are the children of the Most High God, that we may come together wherever we've been scattered, that we may come back together. In the name of Yeshua, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And thank God. Now, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. I was trying to get in the scriptures here to find a particular word. We're trying to get to the, not the 10th chapter, the 15th chapter of the book of Genesis. Okay. Starts off in the 15th chapter of the book of Genesis, starts off reading, "After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward." The greatest thing, you know, that's very important that the Lord shields us. It's very important that when you make your prayers, that you pray that the Lord shields you to keep you, all those fiery darts that are being fired at you every day, all of these battles and encounters that you may have in a normal day. We ask that the Lord shield us from these attacks that we endure every day. And we ask that the Lord begin to do a new thing in our lives. And you best believe that while you're going in and out of work and you're going in and out of these different places, there are different spirits and there are different dominions and different principalities and different spiritual wickedness at different levels. As you go out into corporate America, as you go out into your daily business, you're going to encounter these spiritual warfare. You're going to encounter these aliens of righteousness. You're going to encounter these spirits that are out here trying to wreak havoc on mankind. I did a Bible teaching about where the demons came from, and I went back in the book of Genesis, the 6th chapter, and taught about those fallen angels and how God took the offspring of the fallen angels, those children that were born of the fallen angels. They lived for many years because they were supernatural beings. They were born from angels, and they were born from the women of the earth. So they were sort of like some hybrid human beings. They were supernatural human beings. They had exquisite powers. They had the ability to do things that the world had never known, because they were mixed with angels and they were mixed with flesh, with the women. So they had, you know, supernatural powers. and they had the ability to do things that ordinary men could not even imagine that they could do. Okay, and these beings that were on the earth, you know, I began to teach how when they died as a result of the flood, God said that they would become disembodied spirits. God cursed them. He said, okay, y'all, the descendants of these fallen angels, he put those fallen angels in captivity, and he forced them to watch all of their children die. And he forced those angels to, you know, to watch their children be destroyed. And after they were destroyed, and after the flood, they became disembodied spirits. And these disembodied spirits are in the earth to this day, and they're still doing the same thing. Out of their madness, they're coming to steal, to kill, and trying to destroy everything that has to do with mankind. All right, y'all, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live. And once again, we're coming to you with nothing but the whole truth. All right. Genesis 15. Let's go over here to the 13th and 14th verse. And the 12th verse says, "Now, when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and behold, horror and a great darkness fell upon him." He had a very dark dream, okay? And the 13th verse says, Then God said to Abraham, "Know certainly that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, and will serve them, and they will afflict them for 400 years. And this is what we're talking about, Church of God. God had prophesied that the children of the descendants of Israel were going to go into captivity again, just like they were in captivity in Egypt for over 435 years, that they were going to go in captivity again for another 400 years. But this was going to be a strange land. This was going to be a land that they had not known. This was going to be a land that they were not familiar with. And that's why we know that this 400 years of captivity here in America is singled out in this scripture in the Bible. We see it right here in the Word of God, where God said that, yep, this is going to happen to you. This is where I'm going to put you at. And this is what you're going to have to suffer. Now, our descendants have suffered in this country for over 400 years, but we are still suffering in this country to this day. Y'all, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. So I'm going to try to share with you nothing but the whole truth. All right. As you begin to read this scripture, it's going to become apparent to you that this is us. When you begin to read this scripture right here, it's describing only one people on the face of the earth, and that's Black America. And when I say Black America, I'm talking about Jamaica and everywhere, you know, Panama and everywhere where our descendants were taken during the slave despoil. All right. Now, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. And yet, we're coming to you with nothing but the whole truth. Let's get back into scripture here. The 13th verse says, "Then God said to Abram, know certainly, that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs." Pay attention to that, number one. "And will serve them." And did we not serve them? Did we not be afflicted by them? Did we not be sold into slavery? "And they will afflict them." Were we not afflicted in this country? Are we not still being afflicted to this day? It says, "And will afflict them 400 years. Now, the 14th verse says, and also the nation whom they served, I will judge. Afterwards, they shall come out with great possession. Okay. What God is saying is that even that the nations that that afflicted us, the nations that enslaved us, the nation that prosecuted us, the nation that abused us, God is now judging those nations. God is right now judging those nations that judged us. All right, y'all, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. I'm going to ask that you study those scriptures, go back through them, Google. Now, that's what I was telling you earlier in the show. You can use the power of Google to find out your information. And if you go ahead on and Google these things that we're talking about, Google these things that we're looking at about God afflicting those that afflicted us, that's exactly where we are right now. This is the time that we're living in. This is the economy that we're living in. God is judging those nations that judge us. Y'all, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. I said that when we teach the word, I want to try not to go over, go over too long. But this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast, because we still have to fill in the time, because I understand that this is a radio broadcast. This is a broadcast that goes from hour to hour. And we have to keep it, we have to keep the time flowing. So although I don't like to speak too long, but for the sake of the radio broadcast, we're going to have to fulfill the hour time limit that we have on the air. All right, y'all, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live. And yes, we're in the book of Genesis, I want you to study those scriptures, go back in those scriptures, and in the book of Psalm 116, I'm going to ask you to read that scripture in its entirety, and let's see where God has taken us to. This is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gant signing off with you today. And we're coming to you with nothing but the whole truth. Father God, we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for this word that's gone through. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, that you open up the hearts, open up the minds, open up the eyes, the spiritual eyes of those that have heard this broadcast today, that they may understand the will and purpose of God in their life. Amen. And thank God. Peace.